These displaced Iraqis only managed to bring their family members. It was flight by foot to get from the Sinjar area to the Kurdistan region of Iraq. Some walked over 200 kilometers. Sivo, a handicapped father, arrived with his wife and 10 children. His eldest son, Yasir, carried him for 6 days. All this to escape the attacks on their village.
They killed some people, kidnapped others, and tortured them. We escaped to the mountain, but they kept following us. We stayed 7 days in the mountain. There was no food, no water, nothing. My son carried me all the way, step by step. We climbed the mountain and he carried me.
The journey was long and dangerous, but Yasir would not give up.
We finally reached the peak of the mountain. There we found many children dead, old women and men left behind because their relatives could not carry them. I kept carrying my father after we got to the peak of the mountain. I couldn't leave my father there. How could I leave my father alone in the mountain?
Yasir carried his father to safety and found shelter, but the family desperately needed assistance, assistance that came in a massive operation to ship in 2,500 tons of aid by air, land, and sea, much of it going to those in hard-hit Duhok Governorate. Recent assessments indicate there are now more than 850,000 displaced in Iraq's Kurdistan region. Distributions are ongoing to ensure that all those in need are reached. Aid from UNHCR and its partners has been a lifeline, says Sivo.
We came here with nothing. We didn't have any money. We had nothing until the UN came and gave us all this. My children used to sleep on the concrete floor. Until you came and gave us this aid, we all used to sleep on the floor.
Sivo misses his garden in Sinjar, the smell of the grass and the shade under trees where he used to spend time with his children. But for now, he's just glad that all his family survived and no one was left behind. That's why they're still able to smile.